Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2357 on Chasing Rainbows, Dreams versus Fantasies by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. And I'm Justin Mollick reading to you every day covering happiness, productivity, self-help, minimalism, and more. Today's post coming from Alain Massicotte. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. On Chasing Rainbows, Dreams versus Fantasies by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. I've met a number of rainbow chasers over the last number of weeks. I'm sure you have too. They're all around us. Their head is in the sand, in the clouds. It's anywhere other than where it matters most. I know the type. I used to be one. I used to chase rainbows, those fantasies we're all taught to chase. But fantasies aren't our dreams. They're ideas we know deep down aren't real, but we kid ourselves into thinking they'll solve our problems forever. Conversely, dreams are desired future states that are plausible. In what you can picture, you're still you, only better and more fulfilled. It's not perfect, but it's the good life you aspire to. It's a potential future state of what's real. Here's a short list to help illustrate the contrast. Dream, a future state that's more in line with who we are and what we care about. We see ourselves achieve a goal that will make us see ourselves differently. We want the personal satisfaction that will come with achieving this dream. Our dream focuses on what we care about most. The feeling of being complete, purposeful. It's intrinsically driven. It's more about what we create than what we acquire. It's a state that's true to ourselves. We focus on a potential future reality. And fantasy, a future state that is perfect, nothing is messy or out of place. We lust after what we can picture. It's surreal. It's our life superhero style. We want to achieve it because of how others will perceive us. The fantasy often focuses on aesthetics, the unreal, the empty pursuits. Our fantasies are extrinsically driven. It's more about what we could capture or acquire than what we feel we can create. We chase fiction. We know the difference. From a young age, we know the difference between make-believe and the real world. We use our imagination to entertain ourselves and to play with others. Fantasy is a fun form of escape. We get to be and do whatever our imagination can conjure up, knowing that we'll get back to more practical everyday matters once the fun is over. Fantasy is, well, fantastic as an escape from the everyday. We also start to dream about our lives at a young age too. We think about what we want to be when we grow up. We dream of being an athlete, a firefighter, a ballerina, a painter, a builder, a parent. The list is as varied as what we experience as children. Dreams tend to be an extension of ourselves and of what we think could be possible in our lives. Right or wrong, dreams have boundaries. Fantasies don't. But despite the built-in limitations, dreams are realizable, even big ones. Fantasies can only be chased. They'll never materialize. Fantasies are about shortcuts to nowhere. Dreams are just as much about the journey as they are about the destination. We easily forget the difference. In today's world, we can easily forget the difference between the two. As TLC's 1994 song titled Waterfall suggests, we live in a time where we can become convinced that what we have in life and the dreams we aspire to aren't enough. We start to believe that we have to chase some fictitious version of ourselves, perfect looks, perfect stuff, perfect partner and kids, perfect lifestyle, perfect everything. Advertisers play a big part in blurring the lines between our dreams and our fantasies. They relabel fantasies as dreams. They convince us that we'll achieve nirvana by buying their product or service. When we capture the rainbow by buying what they're selling, we don't get what we thought we'd get, a happier version of ourselves. So what do? We chase the next big promise, the next rainbow. This cycle fits the definition of insanity to a T. Advertisers need to play that shell game with us because a lot of what's involved in actually achieving our dreams don't involve their products. Our dreams are more real than any fantasy they can peddle. We get to have a taste of a dream every time we move towards it with some action, some step that gets us just a little bit closer. Best of all, we get to feel the satisfaction of working towards it because fulfilling a dream is just as much about the journey, the work it takes to get there, as it is the finish line. Working on our dreams feels good. It feels real. It feels like joyful. It feels like we're working on a better, truer version of ourselves. And fulfilling a dream makes us believe we can keep dreaming and achieving them one by one. Dreams are the true stuff of life because you can't live your fantasies, but you can and should live your dreams. You just listened to the post titled On Chasing Rainbows, Dreams versus Fantasies by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Alain. She made a great point that we actually do know the difference between fantasy and real life. We always have. Yet we can trick ourselves into thinking that they're the same or equivalent. It's funny how that works. But she had a great quote in there that I think sums it up and I'll leave you with for this episode. Fantasies are about shortcuts to nowhere. Dreams are just as much about the journey as they are about the destination. So keep that in mind for this middle of the week episode. Thank you for listening and being here. Have a great rest of your day and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.